Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Sherry. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Larry Sherry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dark takes first base on ball four. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morin is hit by the pitch. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Roseboro takes first base on ball four. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walls throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Wills trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Roseboro moves to third. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Roseboro. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark strikes out. 2 outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moon moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam juggles the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Long moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Fairley, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Long scores. Walls goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseborough is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sherry is 0-1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gilliam is 0-2 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on 4. Sherry moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal is 0-2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dark is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Noren is 0-2 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider is 0-2 in the game. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morin is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Long is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walls is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fairley is 0-2 in the game. fairly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rosporo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosporo strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larker strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosporo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 3 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snider is 0 for 3 in the game. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Ron Fairley. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosporo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosporo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.